Welcome back. We're beginning now the second perek of the Tomer Devorah, the Palm Tree of Devorah, by Rav Moshe Cordovero. In this perek, Rav Moshe Cordovero begins to explain and expand upon the Midat HaKeter, the attribute of Keter. Keter is the concept of the crown. It is the chief among all of the midot, all of the attributes that are attributed to God. It is the intention of Rav Moshe Cordovero to go through the 10 attributes and one by one develop for us how to emulate our Creator, how to be like God, and in that way perfect ourselves to be the servants that we were created to be. Od liyot hadam dome lekono. For a person to emulate his Creator, besod midat haketer, in accordance with the secret of the concept of Keter, the crown, sarich shiyu bo kama gufei pu'ulot shem ikar hanhaga. He must possess certain qualities that they are the founding fundamental qualities of Hashgacha, of the manner by which God runs the universe. These 8 characteristics are now going to be hit upon one by one, their concept described, and their practical application for us. Harishona, Hakolelet Hakol, the first one which in and of itself includes them all. Himidat ha'anava, it is the characteristic of humility. Mibnei shehi tluya b'keter. And the reason why it possesses this all-inclusive nature is because it is a direct derivative of Keter, of the crown. Sharehi mida al kol hamidot, that this aspect of refinement in character is the most supernal, the most high, the most elevated, the most important of all of the character traits that a person can possess. Ve'ena mitale umitka'a l'mala. And being as such, it does not look to exalt or to glorify itself with anything above it. It is the top, it is the crown, it is the glory that man can possibly ever achieve in this world. It is the trait which Moshe Rabbeinu is given as his greatest form of praise, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most anav person, the most humble person to walk the face of the earth. Omnam, however, yoredet umistakelet lamata tadir, it has nevertheless this particular aspect that it is constantly going down, looking below. Meaning it is not looking up, but looking down. V'zeh mishnei ta'amim. And this is because of 2 reasons. First and foremost, shubosh listakel b'sibato. It is embarrassed to look to its original cause. Elamatzilo mabidbo tamid lehetivo. It is from this sense of embarrassment, this sense of self-nullification for the cause, for the complete and total dedication of all that it is, for the sake of its cause, for the sake of the Creator, to do with all and in complete and totality, as was the case by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was complete and totally dedicated in his entire being for the sole purpose of serving his Creator. He saw not himself in the picture as anything else but a being created for the sole purpose of the service of God. It is because of that, because of the fact that he reached such a level of anava, of humility, and the humility we're referring to is this complete and total dedication to fulfilling God's will and understanding that all that I am, all that we are, is what God created for the sake of our fulfillment of His mission. And therefore, we as individuals exist only on the framework of that mission. That sense of nothingness to the mission is anava, is the humility that is being referred to. And when a person is in that mode, when he is acting in that all-encompassing function of fulfilling the will of the Creator, which is the concept of Keter, a complete and total nullification to the mission, it is in that case that what? Elamatzilo mabitbo tamid lehetivo, that his Creator, his Emanator, looks only then constantly to perform good for him. V'hu mabit v'tachdonim, and all the good which is bestowed upon him is to bestow upon others. It is the aspect of being a pass-through of all of God's will to all of that which is, for the understanding that all that which is nothing for anything but that which God wills. And so it is that a person must be embarrassed to look up, to glorify himself, to take anything which is him, which is his existence, and to see it as being something which is distinct and his, something which has purpose distinct from God's will. But rather, it has to be completely and totally dedicated to the mission. It is constantly faced and focused downwards, faced and focused outward, faced and focused towards the fulfillment of God's will and the continuation of allowing all that which is to be in line and to perform according to God's will, and for you to be the tool by which all of this is accomplished. Lahafchit atzmo kol ma shiuchal, that a person should minimize his existence, meaning his sense of existence as distinct from the mission, as much as humanly possible. We are flawed in this regard for the very fact that we are creations, that we have this aspect of being created. Yet nevertheless, our holy souls give us the ability to elevate ourselves, to perform and to function in this divine fashion. Vahare hamida hazot hituloya derech klal barosh. This characteristic is therefore most connected with the head. She'en adam mitkae ela baharamat rosho kalapei mala. Because it is only when a person takes his head, when he uses his mind, when he uses the precious gifts which God gave him to think, to reason, to understand, and he takes those aspects and he forces them up instead of down, meaning that he forces upon himself a sense of I exist and I face God as distinct, as opposed to I have what faculties I have for the sake of the mission that God has placed me on to fulfill His will. Va'ani mashpil rosho lamata. The poor person, he places his head down. When a person recognizes that he is not of wealth on his own, but on all that which he has is coming from outside, he doesn't look up, he looks down. He looks to pass through the good that's being given to him through to all that which is the will of the one who's giving. V'are'en savlan v'anav kelokeinu k'midat haketer. And there is no existence that is patient and is humble like our God, as was expanded on in particular in the first class that we had on the Tomer Devorah. The incredible patience that the Almighty has with us and with all that which exists. Kach srich adam shishum siba shavolam lo timnaehu melehitiv. And so it also should be that man should embrace this character, this aspect of constantly being in the mode of being the means by which good will flow through to the world. That nothing should prevent a person, that nothing from external, from internal, should be the means to prevent a person from bestowing good, from being the conduit for the very will of God in the creation of the world, lehetiv, to bestow good. So we must be for that purpose, to bestow good. And as such, there is nothing which is worse, nothing which creates a greater block, a greater means to prevention of one's ability to fulfill this mission than sin. And therefore, a person must be particularly careful. That he should not allow any sin or any improper action of man to come before him. That they should be a means to prevent him from bestowing good to all those in need of his good at any time or any moment. When we look around and we see how God bestows good to all that which is in the universe, despite itself, this becomes immediately apparent. You see that God, that He provides for all that which exists, from the lowliest creatures from the maggots to the eggs of lice, He does not despise any creation. Because if God was to despise any of His creations because of their lowliness, they would cease to exist. They would not exist even for a moment. But rather, God cares for them. and his compassion upon them. So man should be a bestower of good to all. He should not despise any creation before him. Even the most simple of creations should be considered in his eyes as being important. He should put his mind upon this aspect. And he should bestow good to all that which needs his good. And this is the aspect that is connected with Keter, which is connected with the head in general. The second of the eight, Machshavato Tidmei L'Mahashevet HaKeter, that his thought process should be like the thought process of Keter. Kumo Shota Chachma Lo Tifsok Tamid Lachshov Machshavot Tovot. That just like this aspect of Keter, the thought process of Keter does not stop for a moment from thinking about the will, the divine will, that bestowing good. Varalu kanespa, and there is no entrance of any evil on any level. Mipnei shirahamim gemurim, it is complete and total compassion. Ve'en shandin lo shum koshi klal, there is no aspect of judgment at all. No aspect of severity. It is the simple divine will to bestow good. Kach adam tamid tiyeh machshavoto penuya mekol davar mechuar. So man's thought process must be absent at all times from any form of unseemly thoughts. Uchmo shiyisod chokhma Torah keduma. And this is the idea that Chokhmah of Keter is the concept of the primal essence of the wisdom of Torah. V'lo yichzar shum sod Torah. And there is not absent from this pristine essence of wisdom, which is the essence of the wisdom of Torah, shum, any aspect, any secret of Torah. It is complete and total, the essence of what the Torah is, the means, the mission, our guide, to be on the mission, our means to focus our minds on the mission and in the manner of the mission. Kach lo yifnel shum pniya chutz b'machashevet haTorah, and therefore one's mind must not turn to any direction away from the thought process of the Torah itself, which is the embodiment of the thought process of Keter. It is the divine aspect, l'hetiv, to bestow good in the practical format that we can accept into ourselves and pattern our minds after. Torah is for us the direction and the drive and the plan. Altogether, We must pattern our minds to function according to its truth, its definition of what is right and wrong, its definition of what it is to bestow good. Our own personal feelings and opinions about what is good are distinct. They may parallel the Torah's perspective, but until we have synthesized and absorbed and become nothing but the thought process of Torah, our own conjuring of beliefs and wants and desires, even for good, may not be on this plan, on this directive, and on the mission. ולחשוב בגדלות הקל ופעולותיו הטובות ולהיטיב וכיוצא. And so our thought process must be on the greatness of God and His actions of good. And to bestow good in the manner that is good according to God's definition of good. Vekiyotze and similar. Klalo shel davar, the general principle of this matter, lo yikenes zar uvatel b'machshavato. Do not allow strange thoughts. Do not allow idleness into one's mind. The thought process and all that which is in our minds must be the thought process of Torah. When one takes a look at the vastness of the Talmud, it's possible that a person can extract out the bottom line laws. Works such as the Rambam's Yad, the Rambam's 14 volumes in Jewish law, which systematically goes through the entire work of the Talmud and derives out the final decisions in each place. More modern works is the Shulchan Aruch, which give us the practical means by which to fulfill that which the Talmud has taught us and all of the various rabbis up to that time period have put together, to know what to do practically. All of this, though, is the practical bottom line of service. But the Talmud itself in its vastness exists for more than just the bottom line, more than just the information. It exists in a specific pattern. The oral Torah is more than just information. It is a system of analysis and understanding that we need to fix into our process, to our method, so that when we analyze and we process in the same manner as the Talmud processes, and then when we take the wisdom of Torah and flow it through that process, our entire mind functions in a godly fashion in this aspect of Keter. If a person allows foreign thought processing to be the means by which his mind processes data, if he embraces philosophies that are not of Torah, or he allows his mind to atrophy and waste away with idleness, television, entertainment, movies, besides their foul content that are often found there, the entire process by which his mind works will no longer be in line with the manner of Torah. So therefore, we must be on the guard that our thought process be influenced only by the Torah itself, and not even by our own deep-set feelings and beliefs, but rather that we should make our deep-set feelings and beliefs those which are found in the Torah itself. Ashlishi, the third aspect of the eight. Mitzcho lo yeh bo koshi klal. A person's brow should never be furrowed. Eli yidmet hamid lemetzach haratzon, shiretzei et hakol. But rather, his brow should be like that of the divine will. That which desires all. Afilu shimse bnei adam kwasim. For example, even if a person was to find angry people, yiratzem v'yashkitem b'ritzono hatov, a person should appease them and quiet them with his goodwill, to constantly possess a want and desire of good for all, win-win situations for everyone. Shechen metzach haratzon hu tamid rotze umratze hagvurot umtakinem. And so this is the case with a divine will, that he appeases and quiets judgments and sweetens them. Afu yiratze hagiburim hamid gabrim b'cha'asam. He placates the judgments that flare up in anger. V'hu yinahalem beratzon tov v'yishatef sham chokhma gdola lehashpit hakas. And he directs them towards goodwill, and he partitions them up with great wisdom to take control of the anger. Shlo yavur hagvul v'kakel chas v'shalom, that they will not pass over the boundaries and destroy everything, God forbid. God restrains and controls and directs the aspects of judgment that would be due for all that which exists in the world that is running contrary to his will for the greater and larger purpose. He invests a sense of wisdom into the divine reactions that occur in the world to allow for the facilitation of the ultimate goal, the fulfillment of his will to bestow good on all. So also we have to constantly take the full and large picture. We can't allow anger to overtake us in any one single aspect, but must hold it and restrain it and force it to be wise and to see which direction it should flow in and go in. What will be the best long-term solution? The result that will ultimately end up in the win-win for everyone and for everything. What will be best for the mission? And so, v'gam yimashech liyot tamid noach labriyot. A person must always and constantly be patient with all creation. Be patient with all people and be pleasant with everyone and everything. She'im midotav kashot mitzad echad, im mibnei adam, lut yetiratzu mimenu. For if a person begins to develop a sense of harshness from any side, he will be harsh with people, and he will be unable to appease any. Harvi'i, the fourth aspect. Shio's nav noto tamid l'shema hatov. That his ears should always be turned to hear good. Omlam shema shav, o hamigune lo ikanes behen klal. But falsehood and inappropriate matters should not be heard and enter his ears at all. Kiderech shesod hazana elyona en shum sa'akat din v'lo pegam lashon hara nichnas sham. Just like this aspect of the secret of hearing above, that there is, at this level of Keter, no listening to screams of judgment, no aspect of the damaging, improper speech about others. There's no listening to such things. Kach lo yazin el tovot vadvarim hamoilim. Therefore also, do not listen except to good and to things which are positive and uplifting. And things which flare up anger, don't listen to it all. And just like the speech of the serpent and its words do not enter above, and so it should be that anything which is of an improper nature should not enter into a person's ears. The fifth aspect, hachamishit, enav, one's eyes, lo yistakel behen b'shum dvar megune, don't look into anything improper. Omnatiena tamid pikuchot lashkiach urachem ala umlalim kifi kocho. But rather his eyes should constantly be opened to watch over those who are unfortunate according to the greatest of his abilities. When you think about the sad, sick, and deprived things which easily a person's eyes can become defiled with on the internet, a person should be screaming inside with sadness, with brokenheartedness for the depravity of where things have gone with these people that have brought them to such positions, and not open one eyes to defilement. To see it for what it is. And not for what defilement that it intends to inflict. Ukshire batzarat ani lo yatsum enav klal. And when you see the troubles of a poor person, don't close your eyes at all. Eliponen b'da'ato alav kifi kocho, but rather think about that person according to one's ability. V'yorer rahamim alav, and awaken compassion upon him. B'fnei shamay v'nei abriyut, compassion from heaven, compassion from others. V'yitrachek mikol hashgacha ra'ah, and a person should distance himself from paying attention to any evil. Overlook the flaws. Look at the good. Uchdere sha'ayin ha'liyona p'kucha u'mistakel tamir alatov. Just like the eye above is always looking from the aspect of Keter only at the good. Only at the final outcome of good that's going to eventually happen. The eventual fulfillment of God's will to bestow good to all. By them being worthy to receive the good, by having embraced the mission which the Torah imparts to them. Hashishit, the sixth aspect of the eight, bechotmo, with his nose. Me'olon lo yimaseh bo haron af klal, he shouldn't even have a whiff of anger at all. El tamid ba'apo chayim, v'ratzon tov, v'arichot af, but constantly should be breaths of life, desires of good, and the extension of patience. Not short breaths, but the long winds. Afilo otam she'enam hagunim, even to those people which wouldn't be befitting of this. V'tamid rotzei lemalot ratzon ulhafi kol she'ela ulhayot kol nitke. It should always be that he's looking to fulfill the desires of others, to satisfy their requests, to give life to the downtrodden. Umotzi mechotmo tamid mechilat avon v'avrat pesha, constantly should be flowing out from him, from his nostrils, the forgiveness of sin and the overlooking of offense. Ve'enu koes bechotek lo, and a person shouldn't be angry with somebody who sins against him. Elo mitratze tamid v'chavetz chesed lasod nahad ruach l'kol, but rather should constantly be willing to be appeased and should constantly desire to do good and to appease everyone else. Hashvi, the seventh of the eight. Panav, his face, tiyena mi'irot tamid, should always be shining forth. V'ikabel kol adam b'sever panim yafot, and to receive everyone with a cheerful countenance. Shechen b'chvod elyon emar, so it says about the honor of above. Be'or p'nei melech chayim, in the light of the king's countenance is life. Ve'en shum odem vadin nichnas sham klal. And there is on that face that's above no reddening, no anger. Vadin nichnas sham klal. There's no judgment there at all at this level, this high level of keter, of will, of the essence of what God wishes for all. There is no aspect of judgment. Kach or panav lo yishune, so one's light from his face shouldn't change at all. V'kol ha-mistakel v'hem lo yimsa elish simcha v'sever panim, anybody that looks at a person's face that he is embodying this aspect, he should only see their happiness and cheerfulness. V'shum siba lo tatirehu mizeh klal, and a person should not allow anything to disturb this at all. Hashminit, the eighth aspect of the eight, peeve one's mouth. Lo yitzi ela tova, don't allow anything but good to come forth from your mouth. V'gizrat amarav Torah, v'afakat ratzon tov tamid. The content of all that which comes from his mouth should just be Torah, just be that of the divine, and constantly it should be flowing forth goodwill. V'lo yotzi mipiv davar megune, a person should not allow improper matters to flow forth from his mouth. V'lo klala, no curses. V'lo roges, no anger. V'chas, klal, any anger at all. V'lo davarim betenim, and nothing of a worthless nature. A person's speech should have value in content, or not come out of his mouth at all. It should be like the mouth above. She'enu nistam klal, shelo yichashev v'lo yimna tov tamid, that it's never closed at all, but rather, never for a moment is it silent and held back from a constant flowing of good. V'lachen tzarich ledeber tova al hakol, lotzi mipiv tova uvracha tamid, and therefore it's necessary always that he speak good on everything, and only good should come from his mouth, and blessing always. Ramosha Cordovero continues by elaborating on this aspect of Keter, the aspect of Anava, the aspect of humility, which is the all-encompassing general principle of Keter. V'hine ikara anavahu, and the essence of humility is shelo yimsa be'atzmo erklal, that he does not see any value to himself at all. Meaning he sees what is him as being something which was given to him in order to be his tool for the service of God, but not anything of value that makes him greater than anyone else. Eyachshov shehu ayin, but that he himself, he must think inside that he is nothing. Meaning all that is him, all these aspects that he has, these physical aspects, mental aspects, all this is nothing. They're all just tools. Something from the outside that God gave to him to use for the mission. As was said by the Anav, by the humble one himself, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. Menachnu ma ki talinu aleinu, and what are we that you should complain against us? His declaration in front of the Jewish people, what are we? Nothing. We just do what God wants us to do. We just say what God tells us to say. Who are we? The proclamation of this midah, of this character trait. It should be to the point, he should see himself in his own eyes as being the lowest creation of all that which was created. Despicable, loathsome. That all that which he has, that he hasn't made use of it to the fullest that it should be made use of, in and of itself is valueless. V'kasher yiga tamid lahasig amida zot, when a person places effort constantly to acquire this character trait, kol shar amidot nigarot achreya, all the other traits then will follow after it. Sharei haketer, because the aspect of keter, hamida harishona asher bo, this is the primary character that is in it. And Keter is the primary aspect of all. It is the will which makes all happen. Therefore, everything follows after it. Shenir atzmo la'ayin lifnei ma'atzilo, it is this aspect of seeing oneself as nothing before his Creator. Kach yasim adam atzmo ayin mamash, so a person should show himself to be nothing. V'yachshov he'edro tov me'od min hamitziyot, he should realize that perhaps it would have been better if he would have never been created. That anything that he's done wrong, that this is something which can detract from the ultimate all. And therefore those that come against him to despise him, he shouldn't have any feelings that they are incorrect. He should take responsibility and see it as his own fault and his own need to improve in the situation. And then this will be the means by which he will be able to acquire all of the good qualities. Rav Moshe Cordovero tells us, "Vani matzati trufa, I have found a cure. La'argil adam atzmo dvarim elu mat mat, that a person can accustom himself little by little to accomplish this. Efshar shitrapeba micholi hagava, that through it he can cure himself of the sickness of haughtiness. Vikanes b'shari hanava, and he can enter into the gates of humility. Vuhu tachboshet hanasa mishlosha samim, and it is a bandage with three layers, three medications. Harishona, the first, Shargilat Smoliot Boreach Meakavod Kol Mashuchal, that he constantly runs from any form of honor. Shinaheg Shihabduhu Bene Adam Itlamed Behem Al Tsada Gava Vitratse Hateva Tami Bekach Vakoshi Yuchal Lerape. Because if he allows other people to honor him, he will get into the habit of pride. And then naturally he'll desire such. And it will be very difficult for him to cure himself of haughtiness. Hashniya, the second, Shegil machshavato lirot bevizyono, that he constantly sees his own shameful side. V'yomar, and he says, Im heyot shebnei adam einam yodim, o yodim et giroti, even if other people, that they are not able to see my lacks. Malim is it? What's the difference? V'chi ani? Eni makir ve'atzmi shani nivzeh b'kach v'kach? Because it not that I do not see in myself my own unworthiness? Im beheder yidiya, my lack of knowledge, v'chul shat ha'yicholet, my lack of ability, v'zion ha'ma'achal. V'ha'perish ha'yotze mimenu. The fact that I have to eat, I have to sustain myself through physical foods. The fact that I have to relieve myself. Until he sees himself and despises himself. Hashlishit, the third salve. Shiachshov al avonotav, that a person thinks about his sins tamid, always. V'yirseh v'tahora v'tochachat v'yisurim, and then he desires purification, he desires rebuke, and he desires even suffering. V'yomar, and he says, Mahem ha'yisurim ha'yoter tovim sheba'olam? What are the better forms of suffering that can occur in this world? Shelo yitiduni me'avodat Hashem, those that do not keep me from serving God. En chaviv v'chula me'elu she'chavuhu v'vazuhu v'gadvuhu. There's no better yisurin, there's no better troubles that can come to a person than to be scorned, to be despised, and to be insulted. She'lo yinu mimenu kocho, because they won't take away a person's strength. V'lo yinu me'achilato ma'busho v'lo yinu chaya v'chaye b'na v'mita. God forbid. They're not rob him of his food, his clothing, his life. It's not going to take away his children's lives, God forbid. Inken, mamash, yechpot behem. A person should desire these things. V'yomali lihitanot lihistagef besakim umakiyot hamachalishim kochim avodat Hashem. A person should say, why should I fast and torment myself? Why should I put on sack? Why should I beat myself and give self-afflictions and reduce my strength and therefore my ability to serve God? V'ani lokeach otam biyadi. Why should I desire these things for myself? Yoter tov istagef bebizayon b'nei adam. Better that I should deal with the sufferings and afflictions of people despising me. V'chirpatam li, and their contempt for me, v'lo yasur kochi v'lo yichalash, and I should not have my strength sapped for me and not become weakened. Uvazek shiavo helbonot alav yismach behem adarabba yachpot behem. And then, when insults come, a person will be happy for them. Just the opposite, he'll desire them. V'yaseh mishloshet haminim elu tachboshet v'libo v'itlamed kol yamav. A person can make from these three things a bandage for his heart and he can learn and teach himself through them all of his days. Rav Moshe Kodavero also tells us, V'od matzati mashke tov mod, I've also found a good potion. But this potion doesn't work as effective as the bandages which he gave us before. And this is that a person should accustom himself in two things. The first of these two potions, lachaber hanivraim kulam, to give honor to all things created. After a person recognizes the greatness of the Creator, that He created man with wisdom, and so it is with all creations, that the wisdom of the Creator is in them. And then he will see for himself that these, all of these things are honorable. Shinitefal yotzer kol hecham hanaale al kol briyatam. That if God took of His time to create them, if He applied His wisdom to all of these, it means they're all deserving of honor. Ve'ilu yivazeh otam, and if a person despises them, chas v'shalom, God forbid, Nugia bichvod yotram. He what? He is afflicting, he is affecting the honor of their Creator. It's like a person. The Ramak gives an example of a craftsman who creates something very precious and wonderful. And then he shows that to people. And foolishly they scorn it and they look at it as being nothing. So of course this has an effect on the craftsman. We can't be foolish in not appreciating all that which is around, all being the creation of the hand of God. The second potion, Hasheni, Yargil atzmo lachnis ahavat bnei adam libo, a person must constantly bring into his heart the love of every person. Vafilu harashaim, even evil people, ki ilu hayu echav, as if they were his brothers. V'yoter mezeh, even more than this. Ad sheyikvav libo ahavat bnei adam kulam, until he loves all mankind. Even the Rashaim, the evil people, he should love in his heart. A person should only wish, I only wish that they were all righteous, they were all returning in repentance, that they should all be great men, desirable by God. Kamama Oev Ne'eman L'chol Yisrael, like the statement of Moshe, Shamar Umi Yiten Kol Am Hashem Nevi'im, I wish that all of the Jewish people were prophets. No jealousy, just desire that everyone should be able to be part and parcel of the accomplishment of God's will in this world, and therefore all be meriting the good that God wished to bestow to all of us. How does a person come then to love these people? When he constantly remembers the good that is in them. And he covers up and puts aside their blemishes. Don't look at all their flaws. Don't look at their defects. Just look at all the good in them. And say in your heart, if only this poor person was rich, how happy would I be to be his friend? Just like I would be happy to be a friend with this person. Vaharezi Iliabishua Bushima Naim Kamu Ploni. If he would be dressed up like this person, if he'd be just like this other person, he'd be all nice and rich and like this other person who I want to be friends with. If he was like that person, I'd want to be friends with him too. Hare en beno leveno hevda. And the truth is, between one person and the next, there is no difference. In ken, lama yader kavodo beinai. Why then do I hold back honor from this person? Because of his lack of wealth? Hare beinai Hashem chashuv meni. In God's eyes, this person is more important. Because this person is what? He's plagued, he's crushed, he has troubles, and therefore being purged of sin. Meaning God's paying attention to this person. If everything's going smooth, you gotta worry because God's not paying attention. This person, God's paying deep attention to him. He's causing him troubles, perhaps, purging him of his sin, forging this person through his troubles into a greater human being. He's paying attention. He's helping this person. This person is chashuv. He's important. Perhaps more important than me. If not more important. In fact, he is more important. He must be more important than me. If I'm in a greater standing financially than he is, he must be. V'lama esne misha kadosh baruch hu. How can I hate that? How can I hate a person that a kadosh baruch hu loves? Uvzei levo poneh el tzad ha-tov. And with this, he will turn his heart towards the side of good, and in such a way, he will then accustom himself constantly to think about all the good traits that we have mentioned. With that, Bezat Hashem, with the help of God, each and every one of us should be meritorious before God's eyes through our striving to achieve all of these character traits. And therefore bring Mashiach to Yikenu, Bimrav Yemenu, the righteous Mashiach speedily in our days.